welcome to another edition of Chatting Change, a lively conversation hosted by me, Rami Chweni, and my handsome co-host, Nhlakanipho Manqele, about navigating some of life's big change moments. In this edition, the spotlight is on starting a family. Our guest, Felicity Rieken, shares how she and her ex ditched the drama and embraced a stress-free approach to co-parenting. Chatting Change is made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
Ramesh,
I will not let Nhlakanipho say anything, no word whatsoever, because he is a married father of one, happily married. So that means he doesn't have any baby mama drama. Shh, I am a single parent of three girls. That means I've got three times baby daddy drama. Shh, that means I have to share weekends. I have to share school holidays. I have to fight for child maintenance, child support, anything. Do we get to get Mother's Day? Do you get to have Father's Day? We don't know. Which is why then we got Felicity Rieken to come here to talk to us about her experiences with her baby daddy drama. Is it drama? Is it not? Do they work it out? Is it working for them? Are they happy? So that is why she is here. And we're not shh, because you don't got no drama.
So no baby mama or baby daddy drama.
Yeah. Why do you need the drama?
No.
Okay, I'm lying. I've got drama. So much drama, it actually hurts.
You're on a lot of dramas as well, but that's
yeah,
not
getting there. Yeah, I know. I'm actually not trying to be dramatic. I'm just saying I do have a lot of drama.
Okay, but let's drum it down and
let's
get to the track of it.
Okay, drum roll, please. Which is why, Felicity, you are here, because I know you don't have any baby daddy drama problems and things like that.
I don't know if I don't have any, but I don't have many. I don't have any of
them. Hey, that rhymes. Okay. Did you hear that?
Did you plan?
Like, hey!
I've been learning from you guys while I'm here.
All right.
You know, it's what I do.
We love it. Because you have two girls, ne?
I do. I've got two girls, Simone and Zara. They are now 14 and 16. But I've been a single parent. And I say single in inverted brackets because I'm not doing this by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's been about 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And... you know, I suppose initially in the beginning, there was obviously a bit of a power struggle, so to speak. And it wasn't necessarily that either of us were using the kids, because that was always my intention from the get-go, was that the kids would not be used as any kind of weapons or any kind of bargaining chips. And I really just wanted the best for them. But at the same time, I also wanted time to myself.
Which is important.
It is very important.
It is.
And I think you don't realize it until you're out of a relationship that sometimes it's really nice to have this other adult there that, you know, you can kind of say, take the baby, I'm going somewhere. And they're right there. You know, you're not calling people up and going like, can you please come look after my child for me? Exactly. Really convenient.
Or you can always say like, if you don't mind, I'll be bringing my child with.
Yes. Yeah.
So are you guys home today? Okay, I'll see you in 5 minutes.
So there was a bit of a... And it's also, you know, a lot of what to do as well is what was good for the kids.
Yeah.
So initially we did a whole kind of arrangement where we were a week on, a week off.
Okay.
So they would go to dad for a week and be with me for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were in the process of getting divorced, and they kind of make you go to family court and to like a family arbitration system.
Yeah, there's like a mediation thing that happens as well to see how can we work together, especially for the sake of the kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that the courts are like, no, that doesn't work. So even if it might work for your family, the courts prefer, if kids are very little, to have there be a primary caregiver, and then they do like
visitation
on the weekends or whatever it is. Yeah. So we were quite fine with the whole week on, week off. Yeah. But the courts were like, no, that's not going to work for us.
How were the kids, though?
Just like three and... five.
Yeah, they were three and five, so they were kind of okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they would settle in. They settled in quite quickly because obviously I'd moved out of the family home. Mm. So they were kind of going back home to where they're new and then back to the new house.
Mm.
Yeah. So they were little enough to kind of, it was an adventure.
So just adventure.
Yes.
But then becoming the primary caregiver, there is absolutely that thing of kind of going, wow, it's week two and you're still here with me.
Mm. Okay, so you had gotten to that groove and gotten used to the whole...
Don't kill me.
Yeah.
This is my week.
Yeah, like,
I can't live like this.
I love you, but why are you here asking me for things? Mommy, what?
It's not my week, man.
Can we establish boundaries?
Exactly.
Literally on the Wednesday before the weekend would arrive, I'd be like, it's Wednesday. Okay.
And then
two more days, and then dad's got them.
And then the two more days are so slow.
Of course,
and there's always things, you know.
Yeah.
Mommy, I lost my shoes. Just ask your dad to get your shoes. Be fine. Go barefoot. Be fine.
Okay. You know what I want to ask, Wena Felicity, is that I think there's a difference, and you must let me know, because that's just me. I'm thinking there's a difference when you share kids and you have never been married. So you're like a so-called proper single parent.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And then there's another level where it is now divorced, and I have both, because my two girls, I was single parenting, and then Botsilo, my last one, I was married. So she gets to go to her dad's house every second weekend.
Yes.
And then the other ones, they never left.
They're just there.
Okay. Yeah, they're like antiques. And I just feel like they're like, I cannot wait for them to move out. I thought they'll want to move out when they turned 18. But I mean, they're now 25 and 23, and there was a point where Kifilip left, and I was happy, and now she's back. And like, I keep looking at them, going like, "Did anyone see my powder? Like powder?
You
need to move. Where?
Somewhere?
No.
You move.
Get another house.
Exactly.
No,
where you going?
No.
This is your house, love. I'm leaving now.
But no. How then did you kind of get the dynamics right? Okay, because now you guys, because you were married, in a way the responsibility kind of falls this side and that side, and understand that there need to be a primary home. That is important.
Yes.
That is so true. Yeah. And how did you deal with now that it's no longer week in, week out? That means you must send me more money for feeding the kids.
Yeah.
What do you pay? And after dealing with finances, because I think most of the couples will fight more on the finance side than anything else.
Yeah.
And then which holidays, which birthdays, do I get Mother's Day? Do you get Father's Day? And also just being able to smooth it in, and then you now being okay with, there's no more week, 1 week in, 1 week out. I am like the alpha and the omega.
I'm every week.
I'm every week. It's all in me, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know? So how did you now balance that and having to adjust? What did you have to adjust to make sure that it works like that?
Yeah. You know, I think the kind of fundamental reason comes back down to the fact that the reason why my ex and I separated, and how we've managed to make parenting our kids so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So our separation was never based on, there's always factors, and I think for a lot of people the factors are sometimes quite, what's the word, earth shattering. So someone is cheating, or there's a drug problem, or there's an it's quite earth shattering. We literally got separated or divorced because I couldn't love him the way he deserves to be loved.
Wow.
And he couldn't love me the way I deserve to love. So there was very much a moment of clarity within my head that the relationship between me and their dad needed to be a good one for them.
Yes. Okay.
And if it meant that we weren't together, that was the best relationship that I could show my children. Because I've got two girls. Maybe if I had boys, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're still done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But I needed the example of what it means to be adult, to make adult decisions, to be the best one for my girls. So the adjustment to becoming Alpha and Omega was quite hard. I'm also very lucky that I'm a firm believer in open, honest conversations.
Okay. Yeah.
So the kids are now with me permanently, which means that there is more electricity, more water, more food, which means that I need more money.
Mm.
Let's keep this very practical.
Yeah.
I'm not coming after you for your pocket. I'm not going, you know, I want this, but actually what I want is a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Also, you need to be quite clear that the lifestyle, so to speak, that the girls grew up in, I wasn't willing to compromise. Neither was he. Neither was he. So he took everything he learned through all the relationships he went through, and at the end of the day kind of did allow me to kind of lead us as a family and say to me, okay, I'm going to entrust you with making the best decisions for us as a separated family, as well as the girls. Look, I'm not going to lie. There have been some exceptionally traumatic moments, because working in the industry we work in, there's no such thing as, you know,
it's not always stable.
Thank you. Oh, 3 years from now, I'm going to get that gold pen. Yes. I can't wait.
Good luck.
There will be, exactly. The only gold will be for my friends, you know. Yeah. Be like that gold flex stuff you put on puddings. Yeah.
Well done.
A gold eyeshadow.
Exactly. I bought you some highlighter. Thanks, Booze. But I think because of that, there were often times where I had to reach out and go, I don't have any money this month. So I had a job last month, and I basically kind of asked you for nothing.
Yeah.
And now this month I'm going, we don't have toothpaste.
Yeah.
Can you... So there was an element of having to be quite humble.
Yeah.
Because especially once you're the person who's made the decision to separate the family.
Yeah.
And now you have to kind of go, oh, but I still need your help.
Yes.
And it was, I'm not going to lie, there was moments where it was quite mortifying, you know, because I should be able to do this. I mean, come on, you know, I'm the single mom and I'm the one who chose to do this.
You're the boss.
Exactly, I'm the boss. But within all of that, being able to humble yourself like that, once again, is a lesson to your children.
Yeah.
Also, keeping the door of communication open with your children.
Yeah.
So that they know that, no, I can't get you a Wii. We don't have the money for a week. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do about how much I love you or any of that kind of stuff. Just that's not going to happen. So there's open cards in my house when it comes to finances with my girls, because we all need to work together. Course, I think that if you keep things from kids like that, they tend to go, my mom is such a bitch.
Yeah. She's always saying that.
She's always saying
that. Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's my favorite word. I say no before I say yes. Like,
Mom, no.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that? Absolutely.
Yes.
Of course you can have that. Of course you can have that. I know exactly what you mean. You know, there was this a very fired up conversation happening on social media at this moment that mothers were literally putting out their expenses for their children.
Yeah.
That's what
and they would
for a
break
while.
It down item by item and say, this is how much I pay for school, for transport, for food, for clothes, for this and this and this and this and this. And this is how much this guy is giving me or is willing to give me. Okay? And I'm saying that because I don't want to say in a field or in a line of work. Like generally, because the expenses, they don't care whether you work this
month
or not.
Yeah.
They still stay the same.
Yeah.
And it was so intriguing to watch the conversations taking place where the fathers are like, now most of them, they'll be like, you actually, that's not how much it costs to raise a child. And the mother said, but you don't even get it.
Yeah.
And there was this other guy as well who now said, listen, I separated from my wife and I am the primary caregiver. The kids live with me and she's a jet setting woman all over the place.
Yes.
And now she has to now be the one sending money through. And he listed his things. And this woman still said, no, no ways. There is no way fees are that high. Because I'm also trying to say, sometimes you just think it's a single mother problem.
No.
But also it's a single father problem.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
Absolutely. It's a problem for whoever.
And it is, I think it is incredible that most of the time, our differences, or maybe, should I say, the conflict, it is when it comes to resources, when it comes to money. Yeah. And I'm wondering that if money was not a problem, do you think the relationships between would be better?
Sure. I would like to think it's that simple.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that when people are traditional single parents, so they were never married or were married and got divorced, I think what it boils down to is how you feel emotionally you were treated, are treated. I wish I could say that money would sort it all out and you guys would be nice to each other. But you feel like this person has hurt you.
There's
always something there.
Yeah.
So it's a much deeper layer than just the financial
side. Are you crying there? That's 20K. Wipe your tears with 20,000.
Also, some people will choose to actually just separate themselves completely.
Because
I mean, for example, I grew up without a father. I was raised by the females in my family.
Yeah.
He chose not to be a part of my life at all. all.
Yeah.
You know? So and I don't think it was a money thing because I knew that he was working. I mean, whenever we knew that.
Which leads me to what I was going to, the support system, besides now the father helping, you guys working together to make sure that the children are brought up well.
Yeah.
The support system in your family.
Yes.
You know, whether you've got your sisters, you've got your parents, anyone who comes, who's
sometimes
able
friends.
To jump in. Yeah. And then, yes, we might not have a wee, but guess what? Auntie Nana has a wee in her house.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, my kids took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, where is that wee Auntie Nana gave us? Like, stop playing the wee. But anyway, you know, and then they know that, okay, we can actually go play the wee, the wee that side.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that, you know, the other auntie is going to send us pizza and all of that. And do you think that has kind of helped shape and mold your kids to understand the power and the elements of having good relationships with people, and then they get to be more selfless, they get to learn to be generous, and they get to know that you know, it's all about helping each other, growing together, loving one another, and building a life that is just going to be blissful for everybody? Because now it comes back to the whole thing that money is actually not everything.
Yeah.
And do you see those kind of lessons in them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that it's vitally important. And I see it in my kids now. I mean, like I said, they're 14 and 16.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've had a long enough time now to be able to look at them and sometimes look at them and think to myself, how the hell did I get so lucky? You're pretty damn perfect. You're funny. You're responsible. You're independent. You're intelligent.
With all
you're
the
kind.
Struggles I went
exactly.
through.
Exactly. You're generous. You're giving. And I'm blessed every day to have them in my life. And I'm more blessed with the community that I surround myself with and that my kids are with, who are like an Auntie Nana, like an Auntie Rami, like all my other friends, who will reach out and help and encourage and support.
Yeah.
Blessed beyond measure.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about your makeup.
To ask.
I know some of your makeup is missing, girl. If you've got a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, because Wotsila is 12, you will look for the nail filing.
Yeah.
You will look for the nail polish.
Yeah.
You will look for the eyeshadow. You look for the sponge. You will look for everything. Yeah. And yes, she's now trying to wear my stilettos.
Yeah, look, my stilettos are my youngest. My youngest also the makeup one.
Okay.
I never look for the powder or the base because my kids are much lighter skinned than me.
Oh, hallelujah.
But all the other stuff, the pencils, the eyeshadows, the mascaras, the mirrors, literally out of my house, the hair bands, the all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
I come home, oh, you're wearing my socks. Good. Like, oh, my jacket as well. Oh, you're just wearing my stuff.
Isn't it like, but why? I keep saying, guys, ask me, like, why are you not asking you if I could wear this? But you always wear them here at home. So we figured we can always wear them.
Wow.
Yeah? Would you have it any other way?
No, but no.
I guess I'm going to go through the same thing with my son then, because I don't have daughters to ask for my eyeshadow.
Just you wait.
And eyeliner and all
your
that.
Your razors will be gone. He's going to use your caps.
There's a lot of
things.
The list is endless.
I just wanted to find out, though. I mean, you mentioned that you would tell your kids that as the primary person, you don't have the Wii. Or you can't give them a Wii this month or whatever. Has it ever been a problem where they go, well, fine then, I'll go ask Dad? Or do you guys nip that in the bud?
No, my kids have never done that.
My
kids have never done that.
Yeah.
Their dad is, I've always said that, he is the world's best father.
Wow.
Yeah.
He loves and adores his girl children.
Wow.
And he would do anything for them. Yeah. And to see that relationship between them as well, where he's quite protective, and I'm like, relax, that'll be fine. He's like, no, they can't leave the inside of the house. I'm like, no, seriously, it's okay. Yeah. Go to the garden.
Yeah.
I would, I treasure that with all my life.
Yeah. And there's no competition because, you know, what is a big problem with parents who are separated or who have never been married before? It's the competition, especially if someone is more well off than the other, then they end up enabling things that lead to certain behaviors in children.
Yeah.
And then the kids end up comparing the parents that, well, when I'm at my dad's house, we watch TV until 11. And they're like, well, when you're in my house, you watch it until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you find that, you know, there's a bit of a tug here and a tug there. And I think it is quite inspiring and it is so refreshing to find that, you know, you sleep with your eyes closed and not worried about what they're saying because you are not there.
Yeah.
And before we, like, completely run out of time, can you talk about the relationships. Now, you are seeing someone else, he is seeing someone else or married to someone else, you know, vice versa, and you still have your kids in the middle. They yeah. might have one, you might have one,
yeah.
if you, you know.
Mm.
And has that been an issue at all?
I'd like to state here that I'm basically a virgin again. I haven't seen anybody in the last 10 years. Anywho!
Okay. And I suppose he's not here to speak for himself.
No.
So on that virgin note,
my ex did get remarried.
Yes.
He has a young son.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a struggle with that, but it was more from her side than it was from his side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she was like, just because she's an ex doesn't mean you need to communicate. And he was like, but she's the mother of my children.
Yeah.
How is that going to work exactly?
Mm-hmm.
So we sorted that out. By we, I mean me. By sort, I mean I told
you
her.
You did, yes, I know.
I sorted it out. I just straight
in the face. Now, yeah, you called a committee meeting, meaning you were the board of directors.
Literally, at
everybody.
The sperm. Because that's where family meetings happen. Them.
Exactly.
I sat and looked at her and said,
Listen here, yeah.
Morgele. Nip that in the bud. So that's really the way that you should go about that.
Yeah.
Just nip things in the bud.
Yeah.
I'm really happy he's happy.
Yes.
Like I said at the beginning, he deserves to be loved.
Yeah.
And he deserves to be loved the way that he needs to be loved.
Yeah.
And she can give him that.
Yeah.
The girls love their little brother.
Yes.
That's
he
great.
Loves their sisters.
Yeah.
And I said to my ex when their boy was coming, he will not be known as a half brother or a step brother.
Yeah.
He is a brother.
Be your brother.
Yeah.
He is a brother, and you will raise him like that.
Yeah.
I think what's coming through is that I'm quite bossy.
We've seen that from the beginning of the chat.
I didn't see that. I don't think you are, to be quite honest.
I just think you should. Yeah.
Boss babes. Yeah, but boss baby. Boss mother.
On that
very, very bossy note, I think we kind of done here before you tell us where to.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm done. We are done now.
I think we finished.
We are done. I told you. Are you sure?
I told
you
now.
Okay.
I'm going to go to my son now and plan the second kid with my wife.
Yeah. Let's just. Yeah, she said we're done. And that's it.
We're done.
That's that.
We hope you've enjoyed Chatting Change, made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes. For more needs-matched content like Chatting Change, visit changeexchange.co.za.